Good evening. I would like to call tonight's meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dido, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow only 3 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. I would like to call the roll. Ms. Perkins?
Here.
Ms. Prophet?
Present.
Ms. Joseph?
Here.
And Ms. Butler?
Here.
And Joyce Burgess here. I would like to remind board members, when you're making motions and seconds, to please speak into your mics so that the record will show that, and Ms. Dido will have a recording of that. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to call Ms. Butler for silent meditation and Pledge of Allegiance. Mrs. Perkins.
May we all stand, please? Now we'll have a moment of silent prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting. We appreciate your being here and hope that you would come back in the future. Approval of agenda. The next agenda item is number 6 for approval of agenda. Are there any public comments regarding the approval of the agenda? Are there any comments from any other school board member? No comments. So hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda? Please state the agenda item. Okay. May I get a second?
Second.
I receive the first and a second motion for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote roll call on the approval of the agenda. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. Next, we have consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of January 3rd, 2023.
Motion for the agenda with some necessary corrections. On the agenda,
push your button again on the right.
Can everyone hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I move for the approval of the agenda with the necessary corrections. In the minutes, Judge Curtis Calloway swore in all the board members on January the 3rd. But in the minutes, it's showing that the attorney did it, and that was strictly a ceremonial from the attorney. But Judge Curtis Calloway did swear us in before the meeting started on January the 3rd, and that needs to be corrected in the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Perkins. The judge I'm sorry, the lawyers swearing us in was a part of our meeting. So, but as a courtesy, we would definitely acknowledge the judge. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 7? Okay. Hearing no comments from the public and one comment from Board Member Perkins to add to the minutes that the judge, and would you state his name again?
Judge Curtis Calloway.
Okay. Judge Curtis Calloway, as a courtesy, swore in the members of the board. May I get a motion for the consideration and the approval of the minutes with the correction from School Board Member Perkins for board member for board meeting January 3rd, 2023.
I so move.
Please state the entire May I get a second for the motion?
Second.
Thank you very much. I've received a first and a second motion for the consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting with changes of January 3rd, 2023. Mrs. Perkins, call for the roll. Call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of minutes. Did I get someone?
Joseph.
Mrs. Joseph, I'm so sorry. The motion carries for the consideration of and approval of minutes with corrections from the school board meeting of January 3rd, 2023. The next agenda item is number 8 for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022. Mrs. Stewart?
Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Dr. Perry, and everyone in this assembly, we have the financial report for period ending November 30, 2022. Total revenues as of date, $3,806,083.42. Total expenditures, $3,986,538.08, leaving a deficiency of $190,454.66. Page 2, capital improvement. This is Baker High School Restoration Project. Total revenues, which was our bond revenue, $743,403.39. Total expenditures, $1,145,622, leaving a deficiency of $402,219.21. And as you know, we had allocated $2.9 million from reserve for that project, so that deficiency is absorbed through that through the reserve funds. Special revenue funds, total year-to-date revenues, $1,267,729.15. Total expenditures, $1,904,668.43, and we had receivables as of December 16, 2022 of $261,822, and that leaves us with $375,116 left to claim for reimbursement. That concludes my financial report for November 30th, 2022. Are there any questions?
Ms. Stewart, I do have some questions for
yes,
you in
ma'am.
Reference to the federal funds.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like to read it into the record, and then I can give you a copy of it, because you don't have to answer it at this particular time, but at the next meeting we would like to have the response to these questions.
Yes, ma'am.
The first one is, can you please provide the board with a copy of the total budgets for each of the funding with allocations for each school in the Baker school system for Title I and Title II.
Okay.
Please provide the balances and how the funds were expended. What is the amount of indirect cost that the district received from each of the grants? Did the district receive comprehensive literacy state development funds, which is the CLSD? And if so, what is the allocation amount and how is it being spent to support literacy for the Baker School District? Did the district receive elementary and second school emergency relief funds, which is called ESSER 1 and ESSER 2 funding? If so, how much and what is the balance in each account? How were these funds expended? Has all of the ESSER 1 dollars been spent? Because it's my understanding they have to, ESSER 1 is through, if I'm not mistaken, June 1st. Is that correct? For ESSER 1, they have to be expended.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And the last question is, what is the budget for the McKinney-Vento Homeless Funds, copies of the budget, and how are we using these funds to support our homeless students in the Baker school system? And I do have a copy for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
I'll give that information to you. As far as the allocation for a district as whole, if you look on page 3 on your special revenue funds, these are all the grant funds that we've received in our district. It's a total combination of $11,799,087.16. For comprehensive literacy, we have B through 5, $75,500, K through 5, $18,870. 6th through 8th grade, $18,870, and 9th through 12, $181,760. And for ESSER, you can see those allocations there as well. But I don't have the distribution to the school level distributions, and I'll get that information for you in a copy of the budgets to show you exactly how those funds are allocated and how they're expended.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mrs. Stewart.
Yes.
We now have a public comment. Valerie Hills. You can go to the podium. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I have a few concerns regarding the budget. Three concerns. One is on a school level needs assessment basis. One is facilities. And one is on student safety, if I may proceed.
Excuse me. Does your question pertain to any of the agenda items specifically? Or is it just a general?
The general budget in that none of that information was distributed to everyone. I just want you to know where, what I'm going to address, what line item it falls under the general budget.
Actually, your comment should be made only for the specific agenda items. Like if you wanted to make a comment for November 30th and then maybe the next one, but not necessarily school safety or just a general thing.
Well, these are
comments.
School safety is and should be in the budget. That's why I was asking. Can I address this? Can I proceed with the question and let
okay.
me know if
go ahead.
If it's in line with what
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know?
Okay. Go ahead.
What in the budget addresses the following four? School level needs assessments. External partners to conduct qualitative needs assessments at the school and district levels, conduct needs assessments for governance and management, curriculum and instruction, and climate and culture, after-school tutoring, learning tools that would improve reading and math proficiencies, and that would also improve the graduation rate. And I can leave this with you all if you want to answer at another meeting.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there additional money allocated in the budget for facilities? More specifically, money allocated to deep clean all these schools. All the Baker schools really need new campuses built. but until such time funds can be secured to do that, what we can do now is give the buildings a facelift if money's available. If you have good bones, you can install new windows, flooring, lighting, doors, furnishings. And everyone in the community, which funds your salaries and the whole school system, we're here to help you. We're your lifeline. Ask us to help. Ask the business partners, not just in the Baker area, but business and industry. The students would probably love to take ownership of their schools and feel good about their schools. It would boost their self-esteem, give them a safe, clean environment to learn in. Upgrade technology for the students. Again, partner with business and industries. Invite them to tour your campuses. They are professionals. They can look as soon as they enter the building and the classrooms what your needs are as far as technology. They might say, hey, here's a $25,000 check for Bakerfield. Add landscaping to the campuses. Maybe the city of Baker can donate dirt or shrubbery. Just liven everything up. Make it look like we have life again up here. And secure grants. And I'm not sure who your grants writer is, but there are lots of grants available to do that. Because teachers are using their own money to buy cleaning supplies for the classrooms, for the bathrooms. They're asking their students to clean up in the afternoons, so when they arrive the next morning, everything will be clean and tidy.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Your time.
All right. I just have one more item about school safety. This is very important.
Is it short?
It's short.
Okay.
Okay. Is there money in the budget that would be used towards the following? More cameras installed at the schools, not just the high school. Metal detectors are needed at all schools. Panic buttons could be installed in each class and on the hallways. Additional fencing is needed at each school, and anyone can enter a schoolyard after hours and on the weekends and hide a weapon in the bushes anywhere. They don't have to have it on their physical person when they enter the classroom. They can go to that bush, get it, and, you know, an incident will occur. And then
thank you, ma'am.
Additional money for security. Now I'm finished.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wonderful comments. I appreciate that.
Would you all like me to?
And we are working on all those things.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Any more comments from board members?
Yes. Ms. Hill, those are good questions you're asking. And we have been doing that last month. We've been out, all of us been to different schools. Everything you address, we've been addressing the same things. Bakerfield needs to be torn down to before you put all that extra money into it. That's me saying it personally. But, I mean, we are looking into everything you said on there. We have been addressing all that the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Good.
And that's every member on the board have been out to different schools.
Okay. Do you all plan in the near future to put items that you all address and what you're doing in a newsletter and post it online so we'll know what's going on?
That'll be good, too.
Absolutely.
We could do that.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes, we could do that.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms.
Because we need to comment
with you, Ms. Hill.
Appreciate it. The public.
Okay. Any more comments from board members? Okay. Hearing no more comments from the public or school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th? Motion.
The motion. For the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial.
Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
Okay. All right, we have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms.
Second.
Butler. Okay. The board will now vote on acceptance of financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries to the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022. The next agenda item is number 9, for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31, 2022. Ms. Stewart?
Okay, in your packet you have general fund financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31st, 2022. Year-to-date revenues, $4,801,986.52. Total expenditures, total instructional, $1,841,269.89. Total support services, $2,662,433.42. Total expenditures, $4,782,806.89, leaving an excess of $9,179,063. For your capital improvement, your Baker High School restoration, no change from November. Total revenues, $743,403.39. Total expenditures, $1,145,622. And a deficiency of $402,219.21. Okay, page 3, your special revenue funds, year-to-date revenues, $2,014,949.15. Total year-to-date expenditures, $2,718,517. Receivables as of February 3rd, 2023, $596,048.58. Leaving of $107,502 left to request for reimbursement. Are there any questions in regards to December financial report?
Are there any questions or comments from the board? Any public comments? Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion, and please speak into the mic the entire agenda item that you're motioning. May I get a motion for the acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31, 2022. Motion?
A motion on agenda number 9, consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31st, 2022.
I second it.
Thank you very much. Second by Mrs. Perkins. The board will now vote roll call on agenda item 9, consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31, 2022. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess. The motion carries for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending December 31, 2022. The next agenda item is number 10, for the consideration and approval of extension of contract with Falcon Winkler LLC January 1, 2023 through December 31, 2024 to provide financial consulting services. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 10 from the public?
I have a question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't see anybody do it.
That's okay. You have a comment regarding this agenda item? Should go to the...
Good evening. So my question is exactly in particular what type of services are they providing?
Accounting services. Consulting services.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Would you repeat your name? Would you speak your name?
Shaderick Emery.
Yes, ma'am. It's accounting services. Thank you. Any board member comments?
Yes, I do have a question. In reference to, I'd like to request if they don't do it here, whenever we approve a contract or before we approve a contract, can we have the people who we're approving it for come and speak in reference to that, the services and everything, in case the board members or the public have a question in reference to their services?
That's definitely doable. That's definitely doable. Any other comments from board members? Okay. Hearing no comments from the public, hearing no other comments from the public or board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of extension of contract with Falk & Winkler, LLC, January 1, 2023 through December 31, 2024 to provide financial consulting services. Motion.
Motion. Consideration and approval of extension of the contract with William Winkler, LLC, January 1st, 23 to December 31st, 24 to provide financial consulting services.
I get a second. Second? Okay. Yep. Speaking to the microphone. The right hand side.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second from Mrs. Joseph. The motion carries. May I get a vote? Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
No.
And Ms. Burgess? Motion carries for the consideration and approval of extension of contract with Falk & Winkler, LLC, January 1, 2023 through December 31st, 2024 to provide financial consulting. Next agenda item is consideration and approval of 2023, a heck of a summer program agreement. Are there any public comments regarding agenda item number 11? Are there any comments from the board? Dr. Perry, do you mind just sharing a little bit about what that is?
Sure. Thank you, Madam President, Madam Vice President. A heck of a summer program is a wonderful opportunity for our high school students to participate in through Lane Memorial Hospital so that they will become familiar with health occupations and opportunities in the health field. And we have participated in the program for numerous years. The teacher at Baker High School is Ms. Kelly Haynes that has been involved with the program, and we continue to promote involvement for our students in the A Heck of a Summer program.
Very good. Are there any other public comments or from the public or from the board?
Yes. Do we have a lot of kids participating in that program? Do we have anyone participate in the program?
It's not a lot of students. It's by interest. So we are promoting more students to be engaged in the program for this year. It is an application process, and we are in the process of communicating with the high school so that we can support our students to complete and submit the applications to be a part of the program.
I have a question in reference to the funding. Is it already funding? And if so, who is funding the program?
In the past, general funds we have contributed. It's not only Baker, it's Central, Zachary, surrounding districts that participate in the program. This year we have federal funding through career and technical education that will help to support this program. Through the Carl Perkins Grant.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other comments from the public? Board members? Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of 2023, a heck of a summer program agreement?
I motion that there's a consideration for the approval of the 2023 heck of a summer program that is funded and supported.
Thank you very much. We have a motion by Mrs. Joseph and a second from Mrs. Perkins. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
And Joyce Burgess. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of 2023, a heck of a summer program agreement. Next agenda item is number 12, for the consideration and approval of a field trip request from Baker High School seniors to travel to Clark Creek Natural Area in Woodville, Mississippi on March 3rd, 2023 to participate in a senior hiking day. Are there any public comments? Any board comments? Is something you want to say about that, Dr. Perry?
I would like to say that we have an outstanding senior sponsor here tonight, Mr. Stewart. Would you like to share about the field trip planned? Great.
Greetings to Madam President and also Madam Superintendent. My name is Roland Stewart. I am a teacher at Baker High School, also serving as the chairperson for the English department and also the senior advisor for our school. I'm not sure everyone has an information sheet with the itinerary and everything, but I would just rebase off that. On March 3rd, 2023, the Baker High School senior class will be attending the Clark Creek Natural Area. This field trip gives our students an opportunity outside of school to bond and create lasting memories as they are embarking on a new journey after graduation. This field trip also has a life learning lesson attached. By the end of this field trip, students will be able to understand that in life there are hills and mountains, difficulties, sunshines, and rains. But through it all, we must get together to the other side together and finish the course. So I would like to have your acceptance on this field trip to take them to the Natural Clark Creek area in Woodville, Mississippi.
Very good.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
I have a comment.
Mrs. Joseph.
As a native of Woodville, Mississippi, this is an outstanding experience for our students. So I say that we should also approve it and give them an opportunity to
absolutely
get the experience.
Absolutely. May I get a motion for the consideration and approval of field trip requests for Baker High School seniors to travel to Clark Creek Natural Area in Woodville or Woodville? I've been corrected many times on this. Mississippi on March 3rd, 2023 to participate in a senior hiking day.
I motion that we consider the approval of the field trip request for Baker High School seniors to travel to Clark Creek Natural Area in Woodville, Mississippi on March 3rd for the experience.
Very good. May I get a second?
Second.
It's been motioned by Mrs. Joseph and seconded by Ms. Butler. We will now take a vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of field trip request for Baker High School seniors to travel out of state. All right, announcements, Dr. Perry.
Thank you, Madam President, Madam Vice President, and board members, and to all in the audience. I would like to speak first to the security and safety to provide an update. We have ordered metal detectors for all of our sites, including the Alternative Learning Center. The metal detectors are in the district except for one. It is up and running at Baker High School, as well as the cameras. They were installed or reinstalled on yesterday and today. So they are up and running. It has been verified. So, of course, we are happy that we have that level of security, including measures Dr. Russell has put in place at Baker High to keep not only students safe, but faculty as well. However, we're not going to be satisfied until we have the metal detectors in all of our schools, and we continue to improve our safety measures at each of our sites. The City of Baker School Board had an informative retreat on Saturday, January 28th, from 9 until 2 p.m. Thanks to all five school board members who were in attendance, the district staff, and board attorneys. I would also like to share with you that all five of your school board members are registered to attend the 2023 Louisiana School Board Association Conference on March 7th through 9th in Lake Charles, Louisiana. That lets you know how engaged they are already in their role to learn and to grow and to lead our school system. Congratulations to Montez Covington, a senior at Baker High School who has received a football scholarship to Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. Congratulations to Montez and his entire family and school family. Happy School Counseling Week to our counselors. We are a better school system because of your hard work and dedication. Congratulations to our Baker Middle School artists who are participating in a special art program. Baker Middle School was selected to participate in a special grant awarded to the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge by Neighbors Federal Credit Union. Ms. Darlene Moore is our special Arts Council's art education teaching artist at Baker Middle School. Almost finally, the City of Baker School System's Parent Guardian Appreciation will be held on Thursday, March 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Baker Municipal Center. We will have a guest speaker to motivate and inspire our parents in the City of Baker School System, as well as dinner, entertainment, and door prizes. The deadline to register is February 17th, so I would like to invite everyone, if you are a parent, a guardian, please register by February 17th. I have numerous upcoming activities, Black History Month programs at each of our schools, a live wax museum featuring fourth and fifth graders at Baker Heights Elementary School will be held February 28th. Noon until 2 p.m. Park Ridge Academic Magnet School, they're celebrating with a Mardi Gras parade on March 17th, Black History Figures Dress Up Day, March 23rd, and March 24th, a Black History Month program. Baker Middle School will have a parent meeting to inform their parents about assessments and the upcoming state assessment LEAP. On February 15th, February 27th, they will celebrate Black History Month. Baker High School will have a Black History Month program February 28th at 9 a.m. February 11th, Baker High School Art Club will host a sneaker ball So you'll have to chat with a high school teacher or student to find out what that is, a sneaker ball. And then Baker High School band will be performing in several Mardi Gras parades, and you can find that information on their website. As well as I invite all of you to go to our website to see the great things that are happening in our school system, www.bakerschools.org. We also have an app that you can join and follow our greatness on the move. And finally, we were able to share a lapel pin and maybe one of the, well, Black History. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Strength behind us, greatness ahead of us. And like that falls in line with our theme, which is we are greatness on the move. So I appreciate the opportunity to share the great things that are happening in the city of Baker school system. And my final comment is our enrollment is up. We have 1,038 students in the city of Baker school system. So we welcome our families that have joined the herd and our students that have joined the city of Baker school system. I conclude with that great remark. Thank you.
Good news. Thank you, Dr. Perry. And echoing what Dr. Perry said about school board members attending the Louisiana State School Board Association's conference March 7th, that means we need to change our meeting date. So I'm wondering if March 14th will work for school board members to have our regular school board meeting on that night, March 14th. That works for you?
Yes.
That's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday, yes. Mrs. Prophet, Mrs. Perkins, that works? Okay, great. The 14th. Mm-hmm. So the date of our next meeting will be March 14th, 6 o'clock, 2023. May I get a motion for the adjournment of this meeting?
I motion that we adjourn.
Second? Did I get a second? Okay, good. A motion by Mrs. Joseph to adjourn and a second from Ms. Butler. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. This meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Just like any other attorney. Will you have an attorney go apart?
I wish you had told me that.